I'd like to do a little shout out to a particular company. And as you can imagine, I am kind of particular about the equipment that I use. And this is about skis. And there are a lot of great companies that make good skis. It's almost how do you choose, right? There's so many skis out there for whatever type of skiing you want, you know, whatever shape, size. It's kind of insane. And I've been skiing on one particular brand of skis for almost a decade now. It's a small company in Lake Tahoe. It's Praxis Skis, P-R-A-X-I-S. And their website is praxisskis.com, P-R-A-X-I-S-S-K-I-S.com. And I found out about them through a friend of a friend who was skiing on their skis, and then my friend started skiing on the skis, and I was kind of the market to look for some new skis. Like, hey, check out these Praxis skis, and I did, and I haven't really looked back since. Now, there's a piece of me that, because there's so many options out there, I just decided to go with a company and really learn their products and learn their equipment and just kind of stick with that. So there was a little bit of that initially. And from that initial kind of thought process, I've skied a bunch of their skis. And one of the things I really like about this company is you can buy all their skis at kind of like the stock model, but you can also get them custom, which is really great. So you can take any of the models that they make and get them wider, get them narrower, change the flex pattern. You can even change the rocker. So you can really customize these skis. And for me, you know, there's a piece of me that's always liked customization and semi-custom equipment. Like, I like little boutique-y companies because you can actually call them and talk to the person who might actually be making the thing that you're trying to purchase, right? And they might be willing to go, oh yeah, I can just add that on, or I can change that here. And so for me, it allowed me to kind of really hone in after some iterations. I had to buy some skis and sell some skis and ski for that on them for a season or two to kind of figure out what I like. But it allowed me to figure out, like, oh, I really like these models from this company. I like this flex pattern. I like this core weight and this core material. And they've been super durable skis. I've really enjoyed them. The owner, Keith, super knowledgeable about this. He's always willing to answer an email or talk on the phone if you have questions about about their skis. And their skis have a lot of pedigree. Like, they make everything from like just pieced rippers to like big mountain skis. If anything, they kind of skew more towards backcountry and big mountain skiing with a lot of like, you know, free ride world tour type events under their belts and people who are placing on the podiums for that type of stuff. So it's not like these folks don't know what they're talking about. They know a lot about skis. And like I said, really durable, great designs overall. It's cool because if you get custom skis, you can also pick graphics, which is awesome. So top sheets, you can kind of customize them in that way as well, which is really neat. And, you know, to be honest, like, they're not inexpensive skis. They're not the most expensive skis you can buy out there. And they give you a pretty good pro deal, which has been really helpful for me as a, you know, working guide to be able to do that. And do I end up paying more on pro deal for a pair of skis that I have customized a bit? Because I like a slightly softer flex pattern than their standard edition skis are most of the time, just because of my skiing style and my size. Yeah, I could buy less expensive skis through another company's pro deal. But you know what? Once again, these skis are made right in Lake Tahoe. These people are passionate about what they're doing. They're always helpful when I have questions. And just like I want people to hire me and pay me what I'm worth, which is more than just bargain basement, ideally, I should do the same to other folks in my industry and support this small company trying to make its way, you know. And it's challenging now. Like, the everybody's finding it challenging. Material costs are going up, rent's going up, you know, labor is hard to find, quality labor, and prices of theirs going up. Yet trying to balance out without raising your product price too much. And Praxis is, you know, they're trying to figure that out right now. Like, it's not easy. So definitely worth checking out Praxis Skis. Say, talk to Keith, tell him I say hi. I've bought enough skis now from him that I think he probably remembers who I am, but maybe not. That's fine too. But just as a, if you look through their lineup, the skis I like my go-to skis from them are the Free Ride. You'll usually see them in the Big Mountain section. Now they're abbreviated as FRD. And I really like that shape. It's got that classic, like, flatter tail, a little bit of kick in the back, so it's not sticky in kind of heavier snow, like a little bit of rocker in the back, but it's more of a flat tail and nice early rise tip with a longer side cut. Really like that ski in a number 3 flex. They come in a number 4 flex in terms of stiffness, so a little softer for me. And I really like that ski with all those characteristics, but also 10 millimeters narrower. So essentially a ski that's 96 underfoot and a ski that's 106 underfoot. And those two skis are kind of my go-to for spring skiing, powder skiing, backcountry skiing, ski mountaineering. And what I think I like about their skis is you can get ultralight cores, but they're designed to ski. So are they the lightest skis in the market? No. Could you get lighter layups with them? Yes. But I'm willing to lug up a little more weight for the performance you get from those skis. So I kind of, that's my thing. I don't mind a little slightly heavier ski for the type of ski guiding and the skiing I do. So, but definitely worth checking them out. And once again, praxisskis.com, praxisskis.com. And, I hope you find a model and enjoy it, because they've been a real workhorse for me, and I'm looking forward to continuing to support that company as long as they're in business. So, just on a side note, I just want to be crystal clear about this. I have no affiliation with Praxis Skis besides the fact that I like their skis and I buy their skis. I'm not on their team, development team, not a sponsored skier by them. I just like their stuff. So, but it's nice to be kind of crystal clear about my intentions. Like, I just want to support the company and spread the word a little bit.